Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast, episode number 50, When to Change Direction or Pivot in Your Business. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, marketing, leadership, systems, processes, networking, and how to fund your business. Now, let's get started. I've been in business for over 20 years, and one of the questions that I had when I first got started is, how do you know if you're going in the right direction with your business? So let's look at that for a minute. You've got your business model. Let's say you're doing retail. You've got a retail space. You have your business model. You know what you're doing. Say it's a consignment boutique. You've done your research. You've got the location. You've done all that. Now you're inside the retail space, and you are making sales. You're making, you know, a couple of sales, and you see a slight increase. You've been in business now for a year, almost 2 years, and you're making some sales, but it's not going as fast as you thought. So how do you know that what you're doing is ever going to make the revenue that you know other consignment boutiques are able to make? Or let's take an online business. You have an online business. Say you have a membership site, which is a business model, and you're doing something where people sign up for, say, you know, some type of membership that you're giving them, whether it be fitness or something like that. You've been in business for a year or two. You're making sales. You've got maybe one or two part-time employees, but you're not making the revenue that you had predicted and had projected for the coming year. How do you know when your business model isn't working, what in the business is not working, and how do you know and what to change? How do you know when to change and what to change? Because some people would say you just got to stand there a little bit longer and ride out certain areas of the business. That's just the way business is. Other people would say scrap it and start over. So how do you know which direction to go? Well, one of the ways you can tell is first, if you have to narrow down where is the main issue. Are you getting customers, but you're not closing the sale, whether it be retail or are you having people visit your website and they're not actually purchasing anything? Or you're not getting any traffic. So you're not getting any traffic in your retail store or on your online business. Those are two totally different areas. It could be several things going on. So let's say, for instance, that you're not getting traffic. If you're not getting traffic to your website or in your store, normally that goes back to marketing. Now, not just figuring out what kind of marketing. You need to know exactly what is going to attract your target market. And normally that goes to individuals not having a divine specialized service that they're offering because they're all over the place, or they don't have the pricing right for what they're trying to offer. They don't have the right look for what they're trying to offer. Maybe the prices are too high. Or if the prices are too low, believe it or not, people will feel that it's not worth their time because if anything is that good, it wouldn't be priced that low. So if you're not getting any traffic in either one of those areas in your business and you know that you have a fantastic business model, then you need to narrow down to understand why. One of the ways that you can accomplish that is by doing your matrix. You can actually see how many visitors you're having with almost any website and any kind of Google Analytics you can do nowadays, which makes it fantastic. You can narrow down what exactly is going on. So if there's too much competition, which I don't believe there's no such thing as too much competition, if you're offering something, your value is different. That could be the problem. You sound, look like anyone else, and you've become a commodity, and no one really has a reason to go to your business when there's 15 other ones they could go to. So if you're not getting traffic, you can narrow it down in that way. Your direction could be changing a couple of items in your marketing, your approach, what your value proposition is. What are you offering someone for their time and their money? Are you solving a problem? Once you figure that out, then you can tweak it, and you may not have to completely pivot. Pivot means you go a completely different direction. Change means you correct a couple of areas, and then you continue, and then do sampling means you look at where you are, and you add your analytics. So let's say, for instance, your goal is to have 100 visitors a day. Right now you're getting 45. So the very first thing you want to do is you want to put something in place where you're getting closer to the number of the visitors that you're trying to get to visit your website. So if that does not change, there's something going on with the visibility of your website or the traffic in your store. Whether you're not reaching the customers, that would probably be the main thing. So that may not be a pivot change. That would be just an increase in marketing and understanding the marketing piece. When you look at having a pivot, so let's say you've done the marketing. People are coming to your website. People are coming in your store. You think your prices are right, but you still can't get people to purchase. Normally when that happens, like I said earlier, you do not have anything unique, different, showing value of why I should go to you over anyone else. When I have customers that come to me and clients that come to me, they ask me, why should they coach with me? There's so many coaches out there, Instagram with the cars, and they're in their vehicles and their houses with the million-dollar yachts. My basic answer is, one, because I know what it feels like to not know what direction you're going in. Two, I have a proven track record for not only sustaining business and scaling my business, but others' businesses as well. Three, I'm concerned about you. I'm not doing it for the notoriety or for someone to say that I'm the type of person that's going to be in the limelight. The reasoning for my value and what I'm going to add to your business is going to be invaluable. So I can list reasons why someone would hire me to do their leadership coaching or someone would look to hire me for showing them if they're going in the wrong direction. Because you can look at going in the right direction, but if you don't have a map to get there and you don't know what steps to take, the great thing about hiring someone, whether it be me or someone else or doing the reading or whatever you need to do, you cut down on the time it takes to learn. The learning curve is shortened because this is a fast-paced business nowadays, any type of industry you're in. So if you're in an industry that's really fast-paced, the last thing you want to do is spend 2 or 3 months on one portion of marketing social media because by then people are passing you by. So it's not that you want to make quick, you want to calculate your risk. You want to make sure you have a calculated risk. So it's not like you want to just go out there and do anything, but you do want to have a system in place. You want to understand what direction, what value you're adding. I always say small business owners are people that sell products and services. Entrepreneurs solve problems. So if you're a problem solver, whatever that may be, my baby cries at night and I need something to put them to sleep, and you invent a product that does that, then you're an entrepreneur because you've solved a problem for someone that had a problem. So the question comes down to, do I change direction or do I pivot? Get your numbers in place. Do your matrix. Have a revenue matrix, an actual matrix for customers, whether they're buying, visiting, so you can see which days they are. Are they engaging with you? That's going to let you know if it's a marketing issue, if it's a pricing issue, or if your business model is just not going to work. If you've realized your business model is not going to work, it's time to pivot. And that could be that you've been in business for a while and your revenue is flat, or your customer base is really drying up and you've done all the marketing, you've set your budget, and it's still not working. Then you need to really pivot and look at what you're offering that's going to change someone's life and make them want to come to you for your business or service, your product. And that is what makes the difference. So I don't believe there's too much competition. I love competition. I think it really sets us apart. I think there's a lot of ways to differentiate your business. And I think that with technology the way it is, it's always going to bring out more competition. But if you love business like I do and you're really interested in scaling your business, you will do the work. You'll put the work in, and it will be worth it. And there is a pattern of people that are successful in business. And one, they have a system of going about figuring out how to determine what works and what doesn't in a short period of time. So one of the main areas, if I had to leave with something saying, write down your numbers, what you're looking to determine, revenue, as far as marketing, employees, whatever it is, write it down and actually keep those numbers, keep up with them and have a scale on which area, and you'll be able to determine if you're going backwards or you're going forwards. And if you've continued to go in the direction that is not getting the numbers you want, and you've done all your back research with the marketing, you've changed your prices, increased or decreased, whatever that may be, then it may be time for you to pivot. And there's another part where you come up with a product where you don't invest a lot of money in it, and you're able to see if that person's interested, which is what you probably should do before you get started in business if you haven't already or if you've been in business for a while. And we always call that our minimum value product, MVP, which tells you whether or not you have something that someone is even interested in. And if you'd like more information on how an MVP works, please give me a call at 1-800-731-9005 or visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We have free business resources that can answer some of these questions. Sign up for our weekly business resources that we can send out to you on a weekly basis. So, I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Join me next week, episode number 51, for 3 things that keep entrepreneurs up at night, and we'll also talk about the solutions. We love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram, 8-Figure Business, LinkedIn at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section about this episode, or download this episode and subscribe to our podcast. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. This is Victoria, your host, signing off, and I wish you much success.